Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Cabernet, CEO and founder of the Content Marketing Plaza, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. And one of the big commonalities between all people who are able to thrive with their businesses is that they have a lot of joy for the work that they're doing. And it's important to really tap into this joy for yourself and to preserve it, because if you don't have the joy, the business is not going to do well. And if you don't have the joy, that's also going to trickle into life. That's going to trickle into relationships and all of the other fun stuff. So joy is something very important for us to keep and build on, which is what we will talk about in this episode. Today's guest who is with us today, he is on a mission to change the world through giving. He wants to do that by making everyday giving effortless and meaningful. He's a successful serial entrepreneur who's been involved in ventures that have netted him millions of dollars. Today's guest, who is now coming on to talk about this ability for us to embrace joy and live it, he is here for episode 367 and none other than Barry Shore. Barry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, wonderful Mark, and good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And how can I say you're good-looking? Because you're always looking for and finding the good. That's the essence of living with joy.
Barry, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show. You've got quite the enthusiasm, so this is going to be a really good episode. One of the things I want to talk about, because we're definitely going to tackle joy, because it's so important, but I would like to do some background. And one of the goals that you mentioned is to facilitate the giving of $1 billion to organizations and worthy causes without costing any donor or supporter a single penny. And I think if we give, that helps with joy. But can you talk about how you're going to get this big goal accomplished? Because it's such a really good goal to be striving towards. But I'd love to know how it's possible.
Thank you. Well, let's talk ground for the moment. So everybody listening to the voice hears this strong, powerful, beautiful voice. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you see these handsome faces. So hello, everybody out there. Long story. 15 years ago, I was standing up in the morning like 99.99% of the people, I hope, watching and listening to us. And that evening, Mark, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. In a matter of hours, I became what's called a quadriplegic, completely, totally paralyzed. All that moved was my mouth. And it was not from an automobile accident. It was from a rare disease. So that was a big change in life. Prior to that, I've been a very successful serial entrepreneur. I just sold one of my companies that was in the telecommunications business for more than $10 million. That company is still in business. It's over $4 billion market cap. I had two patents. I had started another business that was a predecessor to Skype that was bought up by a NASDAQ company. And then I was involved with helping a very large real estate company put broadband in 20,000 of their real estate holdings and apartments and such. So I was leading a very full life, able to leave buildings in a single bound, and then I was completely paralyzed. So that's a big change. But in the process of regaining some of my abilities to move over the intervening years, I went mad. But that's a good thing, because going mad for me means go make a difference. And I was called upon, literally, what I live was called the four P's. I'll just tell you what they are, and then we'll go back over them later. P, purpose. P, prayer. P, persistence. And P, patience. The four P's become essential in my life in terms of recovery and such. So in terms of being able to find purpose, I was able to use my background in business, specifically on the internet, where we had great success, and build a platform that enabled people to buy things that they were going to do anyway, like going to Starbucks or Best Buy or Amazon or hundreds of other brand names like Nike, and say on an app, on the phone, say, give me $100 worth of Amazon. You hit a button, You order $100, you paid $100, you got $100, and because I have a relationship with these huge companies, they gave us a percentage. It's called arbitrage, right? It's a business show. Everybody, I hope, knows the term arbitrage. If you don't, look it up. It's also called margin or vigorish. Whatever you'd call it, it's the difference between wholesale and retail in terms of volume purchasing. So we're a big volume user. So I had a margin, and on that margin, I was able to use that margin to give to people so that they could give to the cause of their choice, like the American Cancer Society, who we work with. So imagine you're going to go to get a pair of Nike shoes. They cost $200. So you go on to our site called Delighted. That's D as in dynamic, LYTED. Delighted.com. Say, give me $200 at Nike. You hit the button. You pay $200. You got $200 to the American Cancer Society. Or you gave $10 to Feeding Kids. Mark, how's this for an idea? Amazing. Watch this. In the United States of America, in America, not in Asia, some weird place in Africa. I don't mean that Africa's weird, but someplace in Africa, it costs 10 cents. To feed a child. 10 cents. So if you're gonna buy a pair of Nikes, you just gave $10, you just fed 100 kids. It didn't cost you a penny. So our mission is making everyday giving effortless and meaningful. And the big, hairy, audacious goal, like you said, is the giving of $1 billion without costing any. The joy of living.
And that, I mean, it's really interesting how a small amount of money can make a big difference. I mean, even with, like, you know, just economic stuff like inflation and currency and stuff like that, I mean, even like 10 cents just for a meal here, like, definitely very interesting a concept for people to really see the potential. One of the questions I do have for you going on to the joy is that I feel like when people have business and they have their relationships and other stuff like that, they can really lose the joy because they feel like they're doing all these different things and they just feel so overwhelmed. So what would your advice be for that person?
It's a very important question. My advice is in two parts. The first is learn how to breathe. And I'm not being facetious or funny when I say that. Learning how to breathe is so important. Happens to be, I take it very seriously because when I became paralyzed, again, in a matter of hours, my whole being was compromised and I was almost put into a breathing machine. I was just seconds away from having to do that. So the ability to breathe is very crucial. And I have used it in business meetings. Again, I'm 71 years chronologically. I happen to know that every human being, including you, Mark, at 21, has four ages that you live in at the same time. They are the following. You have a chronological age, you have a metabolic age, you have a mental age, and you have something called an SOW, which I'll tell you in just a moment. So my chronological age is 71. My metabolic age is 47 because I swim. Because I work with and hang around with, like you, people like you, who are young and dynamic and thinking on this. My mental age is about 28. My SOW, sense of wonder, is 8. Like you. If your sense of wonder, you have to be somewhere between 6 and 9 because you've got to be aware of the world. My physical being, unable to move anything on my body. For years, I couldn't turn over in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years, a wheelchair for 4 years. Breathing was very important, and it enabled me to do three things at once. Number one, to appreciate breath. Number two, to learn how to pause and listen. And number three, to give me energy. So my first piece of advice is learning how to breathe, because in any situation, especially, by the way, in a business setting, it's really important to know when to speak and when not to.
Good point.
Deep paying attention, deep listening is very important. That's number one. Number two, I say, is the following. And it's really simple, but it takes a lot of practice. And that is the following. Learn to tell yourself these four words: quiet mind, silent mind. Quiet mind, silent mind. When you can practice this kind of meditation on the fly, and especially when you're in a negotiation, and that can be, by the way, with business people, it could be in a relationship with family or people you love or want to love, it's really important to center yourself. Quiet mind, silent mind. So breathing and some form of meditation, not being a monk, but just some form of meditation, control of oneself, enables you to have power. And power is really important in life, because when you could project power, other people feel it. Right, Mark?
Yeah.
You know, that smile that you have, that's a powerful signal to people. That joy that you have, that's a powerful signal to people. And the same thing, by the way, with sadness. But sadness is the wrong kind of power.
Right.
Sadness is a lack of something. So we don't just go out there as business people and put on a happy face because, oh, well, that's the way to influence people and win friends. It's more about the inner being than the outer being. The outer being will take care of itself when the inner being is centered. So breathing and meditation. Now, I don't think you expected me to say that, did you?
Right. I mean, like, it's really simple stuff that you're saying. I mean, it's not like, as complicated as coding or something like that. But I mean, sometimes the simple stuff really works. And you can see it in a lot of different people, like Barry, because Barry, like, it's pretty obvious. He has a lot of enthusiasm. And one thing that I do want to get to is that, you know, you have business, you have relationships, some people are doing that stuff really good, but then something like surprising happens. And I think your case is a really strong example. I mean, you don't like manage relationships and you don't do business and do that really well, and then, like, you know, you anticipate like getting paralyzed or something like that. So like, how yeah, I mean, you still have,
well,
joy, like,
it's not in the script.
Yeah, it's not in the script. So like, some people, they would like, that would be like, they would have died in that moment and just like lived the years. They'd be miserable during that time. So how, after that, did you still have joy? And how, like, how did you like still have this joyful mentality even after that happened to you?
So I'm going to give you, again, which will seem like a simple answer, but something to really consider. And again, whether you're 21 years old or you're 71 years old, it's learned early in life make a difference. So for me, Mark and I share something interesting. We both enjoy the Red Sox.
Yeah.
We won't tell everybody he's a New Yorker who lives and likes the Red Sox, because he might be not York. But yes, we both enjoy the Red Sox. So when I was much younger, when I was 12, 13, 14, I had what was considered the most ideal job in all of life. I sold scorecards outside of Fenway Park during my formative years. And I got paid to sell scorecards. So I made money. Almost every Red Sox game that I would want to, and to see great people like, I saw Ted Williams play. I saw the first game that Karl Yastrzemski played. But the point is, now, where I was selling scorecards, I was a kid. And here you have hordes of people coming in. You have to be able to raise your voice, get your scorecards here, because outside the park, they were less expensive. Inside the park, there was a fellow selling roasted peanuts near where I was standing. I can still picture this. And this is like out of a movie, Mark. This was a Now, for me, I'm 13 years old, so the fellow was probably only 70, like I am today, an old, grizzled black guy. And he was a little bit, little crippled. One of his legs was off a bit, but just smart and beautiful smile and these big cart filled with roasted peanuts. And his refrain was, peanuts a dime, 3 for a quarter, 15 cents in the ballpark. So he was selling, he was out there doing it, and he was telling you the difference between here and there, and he was selling, made his money, and he taught me. That's what you gotta do. You gotta raise your voice, be proud of what you're doing, enjoy it. And he gave me one of the greatest lessons I ever learned. Never give up. You know, if you're not selling papers over here or the scorecards, move a little bit, do something different. So what did I do? I went home, I asked my father, what's an idea? What could we do for these scorecards? He said, hey, let's get pencils. You can sell pencils also, because you have a scorecard. Don't you have to write something, right? Great idea. So what did Dad and I do? He went and we bought pencils at the store. And my father was very clever because they were, 6 inches long. He cut pencils, right? You know, the little ones.
Yeah.
So now I'm selling pencils. They cost us about, 2 cents a pencil. I'm selling two halves for a dime, two nickels, right? So I'm making five times our money. So now you're making more money and enjoying the process because people now feel better because they have something they can write with. But I got it all from this wonderful, grizzled old man who was selling peanuts outside the stadium. So never give up. Always think of something. So now I'm paralyzed overnight. Businesses, things don't always go the way you want. As Mike Tyson used to say, everybody has a plan until they get hit in the face.
Right.
Now, what do you do when it's real? So it's the ability to maintain that understanding in control of your life. You control your thoughts. You control, you choose. Choice, Mark. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. It's not chance determines your destiny.
Wow. That's really deep. And I mean, I can see how, you control your thoughts. And I mean, it's really simple stuff. Like, that's the theme that I'm getting. I mean, it's not something that you have to do some deep stuff. It's really simple. It's just like having the ability to control your thoughts, which you do, but just choosing to focus on the good stuff instead of the bad stuff. In some situations it's harder than others, obviously, but I mean, if you look at Barry as a really great example of someone who, he took something that would really weigh down a lot of people, and I mean, he's still very joyful about his life, about his business, about everything that he's doing, the mission that he has. So really awesome stuff. One question that I do have for you is, I feel like we're all driven by habits. So I'm wondering if you could share with us one of your habits you believe, I mean, some of your habits you believe have been really helpful for your success.
Thank you. I'm going to quote a famous medieval Jewish philosopher. His name was Ibn Gabiro. He wrote the following: intelligence is given, morality is acquired, habit rules. We're all driven by habit. I'm writing a book that will be coming out, God willing, in the next 6 months. It's called The First 180 Seconds, Your Big Bang. Because today everybody understands, not everybody, but we've heard that people and scientists know that the world was created from a minute particle of energy, and it was called the Big Bang. In the world today, and every universe and multiverse, et cetera, all took place in that expansion that happened, and they say, in the first 180 seconds, Mark. So what I've done in my life is I use that same metaphor to say, what do I do? What do I think about? What do I do? What do I feel in the first 180 seconds when my eyes open in the morning? What thoughts do I allow to come in? And my thoughts are always positive. I do something called ABC. My first thought is, thank you. I'm alive. Now, I'm doing that with my arms open. I couldn't do that for years. Thank you. I'm alive. Next thought, abundance. ABC, bounty. C, channeling of goodness. So, and then I have a particular routine, but those first 180 seconds, I don't think about, oh, what do I got to do today? Wait a minute, this and that, and this bill to pay, and oh, I need my coffee, or anything like that. And it's not so much that you push them aside, it's the process of building muscle. Why does somebody go to the gym and exercise? You're in the process of building muscle. And it's the consistency, not so much, if you went to the gym once a month, at the end of the year, you wouldn't be much different. If you went and you did that one time, though, in the month, you did it for 4 hours or 5 hours, nothing's going to happen. If you went to the gym for 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week or 4 days a week, at the end of the year, you'd be very different physiologically, right?
Yeah.
So it's this idea of working in the first 180 seconds of your life, maintaining the thoughts you want. Everybody's different. I use the ABC. I do certain things and think about something positive, powerful, purposeful in those first 180 seconds, because that will determine what's going to happen for you for the day. And what you do every day really makes a difference in life. You make a difference. You are mad, Mark. You make a difference. Go forth. Live the blessing.
Barry, I really love that habit of just thinking of the first 180 seconds because, I mean, I've always been a big advocate for the first hour impacts how the rest of your day goes. And, I mean, the first 180 seconds impact how that first hour is going to go. So just the initial moments when you wake up and what's going on in your mind, if you're more conscious of that and you pay attention to it, you could be thinking these better thoughts that make you better. So I appreciate you sharing that habit and all the great insights you shared throughout our time together. I know that for people who want to learn more about you, they can head over to barryshore.com, which will be in show notes, markaberta.com/E367. For all the folks over at YouTube, we'll throw in the links in the description as well. But Barry, are there any other places we could find you and just keep following your work?
Yes. When you go to barryshore.com, you're going to find several things. I would urge everybody to sign up for my free, that's free, ebook called The Magic of Everyday Giving. Again, being able to give at no cost. And you can sign up also, listen to my radio show and podcast, and something we call the MOL, the Moment of Love. It's only 2 minutes, but it's really good. I think people will enjoy it. And there are hundreds of them. And I'll leave you, Mark, with, if I may, with one of the great acronyms that I love. I work on acronyms. Everybody knows what an acronym is. If you don't, then it's the first letter of each word in a particular series and things like that. So here's one that everybody loves to do. Mark, you have a great smile. Thank God I have a great smile. Smiling is one of the wonderful things you can do in life, right? Everybody likes smile. So this is what SMILE stands for. S-M-I-L-E is an acronym for Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day. Seeing miracles in life every day. That's the kind of thing you'll hear on the Moment of Love. So go to barryshore.com, sign up, they're free. Get the free ebook. We may have some other ebooks that will be available. Maybe Mark would be willing to give one of his books for free. And it's just a great... The joy of living! Mark, I really appreciate our time together.
Barry, it was so awesome to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of your great value with us.
I'm really happy that we could do it, and I hope you have me back again.